There appears to be an almost complete shutdown of social media in Zimbabwe, which has been engineered by the government. I'm not sure how these things work, but it would not have happened if the government had not said it must happen. Just how 100% complete it is, I'm not sure. Angela, you have emailed me to say, I've been in touch with my stepson in Chiredzi on WhatsApp. He says, although it's blocked on mobile networks, it's fine on Wi-Fi. But people have not been able to discuss further protesting the way they ordinarily would on the various social media options which are generally available to them. Duncan McLeod, the editor of Tech Central, on the line to us now. Do you understand technically what has happened in Zimbabwe, Duncan? Of course you do.
How's it, John? Happy New Year to you. I think that what's happened is that the Zimbabwean government has written to various internet service providers and mobile operators in Zimbabwe and instructed them to block access to certain social media platforms, including Facebook, WhatsApp, Twitter, Instagram, and several others. It doesn't seem to be across the board. Some users are reporting that they have been able to access some of these services, but certainly there seems to be a partial shutdown of access to social media services. There've also been reports a bit later in the day today that that some networks have shut down internet access entirely. There's a report I read a couple of hours ago that said that Econet Wireless, in fact, shut down all internet services on its mobile network in Zimbabwe, and they are the biggest operator there.
And they're doing that because the government told them to, and they're listening to the government, because if they don't listen to the government, their license to operate is in danger. It's as simple as that. It's blackmail.
I presume it's as simple as that. They've been instructed to do this under the threat of some sort of sanction. I haven't seen the communication that's gone out to these mobile operators and these internet service providers, but presumably there's some sort of heavy-handed approach to this, saying that if you don't do this, there will be consequences.
It seems extremely unlikely that something similar would happen in South Africa, Duncan. I mean, we're a long, 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 I hope, way away from the government wanting to do something like that. But I can't imagine that we would have such subservient ISPs, and we have courts that could be reliably approached in a situation like this.
Exactly. In the unlikely event that the government here were to do this, and I don't think they ever would do this, I think the backlash would be unbelievable. But if it were to happen, then we have a very robust, very competitive internet service provision industry in South Africa, and I think the government would be in court within minutes of an opportunity to do something like this.
Okay, I wonder how many service providers there are. I mean, how many would you have to shut down in South Africa if you were to try and do a China on South Africa?
Well, if you look at the Internet Service Providers Association, which represents many of the ISPs in the country, it runs into many, many hundreds of ISPs. I think the figure in Zimbabwe is probably in the low double digits. So we've got a much more competitive, vibrant industry here. I suppose the worry is that you approach the big players like Vodacom and an MTN, and you automatically switch off a large chunk of the population who are reliant on mobile phones for access to the internet. But again, I think that if that were to happen, and again, it's extremely unlikely that it would happen in South Africa, if that were to happen, I think the government would end up in court very rapidly.
Duncan McLeod of Tech Central, thank you very much for that. I think it's the first official statement on what's been happening in Nairobi from the Inspector General of the National Police Service. And the statement is, we regret to confirm that approximately 3 p.m. today, a group of armed assailants attacked the Dusit complex in a suspected terror attack. Security and emergency forces immediately responded to the incident and have cordoned off the area. The situation is being managed and residents are being screened and evacuated from the area. We are aware that armed criminals are holding up in the hotel and specialist forces are now currently flushing them out. However, we regret to inform that there have been injuries in the attack, and we are in the process of confirming the numbers and types of injuries incurred. We have been vigilant throughout the holiday season, and therefore all public and other hotel premises remain under close watch. Reports from throughout the country indicate that everything remains calm and normal. We urge the public to remain calm and cooperate with all security forces and to provide any information that they may deem as useful to the security forces.